Okay, so good morning, everybody, and Tzom Kal, but a meaningful Tzom. So Revi of Tzav features the Lakicha of Aaron and the Meshicha of Aaron, and the Ramban notes that we don't have here the full description of what happened to, Banav Shal Aaron in terms of the Sheven Mishchas Kodesh, but we certainly have Meshichas HaMizbeach and Hazaos on the Mizbeach. Rashi says that he's not sure what the province exactly of those Hazaos are. The Ramban speculates of Ikidash HaMizbeach. But the point that I wanted to focus on is the national component. The Torah tells us, "Ves kol ha'ida hakel petach ol moed." Rashi notes is echad min amekomos shehechzik muad es hamiruba, that relatively small location was able to contain right the entire nation. So the Ramban expands on that idea. Like, what was the whole idea of having the nation there? And so the Ramban writes this in the context of a broader essay to establish yesh mukdam u'muchar b'Torah. And everything needed to be reestablished after the Chayda Egel, not just the Mishkan, but the status of Aharon. Right, even that point needed to be reestablished. Why? Because, Aaron's involvement, Al Asher Asu Asa Egel, Asher Asa Aharon, Aharon's involvement with the Egel Azav is something, his status needed to be reaffirmed. According to the Ramban, this is all taking place on Chaf Gimel Adar, right? Vinei Kol Parshios Kisidran. Okay, very good. So a part of it, seems to be as Kol Ayda Hakel Pesach Ol Moed for the revalidation of the status of Aharon. The Ramban also writes Shiyasa previously B'mamad Kulam Shedu Hashem Yisale Bachar Be'Aron Uvizaro, right? This is all from divine command. Okay, so I think, so part of it for the Ramban especially it is about the selection of Aaron, and in some sense the reselection of Aaron in a post Chayda Egel universe. But I think the point could be developed a little bit further. As Kol Ayda Hakel Pesach Ol Moed in two further respects. First, right, the Inyan of Hakel. Right, we know that Hakel in general in the Torah is a referendum on Maamad Har Sinai, the Yom Hakahal Hakel Asam Anashim Anashim Vatav. The idea of a recreation of Maamad Har Sinai, which is really the essence of what Hakel is all about. So the Ramban, of course, develops the idea that the Hashras HaShchinah transferred from Sinai to the Mishkan. So I think that has to be taken into account in any analysis here of what exactly is going on. That the Mishkan is a Makom Hakel, just like Sinai was a Makom Hakel, and so everybody should observe this. I think That should certainly be stated. I think there's another level here. So again, there would be three levels total. First, the Ramban's point that everybody should realize that Aaron was selected for these purposes. I guess Korach wasn't paying close enough attention. We'll get to that a little bit later on, a few months from now. The second point, again, Hakel in terms of the Hashras HaShchina, the transfer from Sinai in the Mishkan. And I think there's a third element here, which is that the people should appreciate not just that Aaron has been chosen, but that Aaron is there to represent them. Right, the whole point is that, he's there for them. So if Aaron is being elected to the office, right, it makes sense to have people there for the, installation, kaviyachol, because you want people to understand that he's not out, sort of like in this ivory tower of avoda, like doing whatever it is that he's doing, but he's there representing Klal Yisrael. V'nasa Aaron eshmosam al shtei chtefav lezikaron v'hayu alev Aaron. So I think that too required a hakel. So maybe three elements, validation of Aaron's status, especially post-Chayda Egel, the Ramban, our direction here about the continuation of Maamad Har Sinai, and then third and finally, the idea that it was critical for everybody to understand that Aaron isn't ad-libbing over there, or achieving some great personal stature, especially with the Sheven Mishchas Kodesh, right? The Riboy Yadayim, so to speak, of Aaron, but that he's there representing the entire Kahal.